Everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Scouting Report. Jumping back on with you this Friday, October 20th. It's been a minute since we've been on together, so got a lot to cover. Few things, big picture, won't get too deep into any scouting this week. But first, let me remind you to go check out Agent Live 360. With a full invoicing system and pay-through system now available with every license, there is no better time to go sign up. Keep track of every aspect of your agency in one spot. That is Agent Live 360. Sign up for a demo. I personally will jump on a Zoom call, walk you through the whole thing. Sign up now and use code AGENTLIVE10 for a massive discount, just $10 per month for the life of every license you sign up. This is a special deal. Go to AgentLive360.com to take advantage. That is where you need to head, AgentLive360.com. Jumping into football stuff. So we're getting close to halfway through the year. Big matchups really starting to roll down the pipe this weekend, and still some teams on the NFL side that are struggling to get things going. Of course, the Giants at 1-5, Cardinals at 1-5, Bears at 1-5, and of course, our lowly Panthers at 0-6. Beginning of the year, there was lots of talk about tanking for Caleb Williams. Caleb's still the presumed number one pick overall, even though he's not helping himself out with what his camp is saying. I did appreciate his Lions and Lambs comment this weekend. Dealt with that situation in the aftermath of the Notre Dame game well, but he needs to silence his camp if he is going to be the number one overall pick, with no questions. Again, somebody may still deal with it. I see a little bit of a similarity to the Kyler Murray situation. Again, there was a lot of off-field noise when Kyler was coming out. Baseball, his whole family. Again, just a lot of different voices speaking on behalf of Kyler. Again, Caleb, silence the noise around you. Focus on football. Go get the team back in the Pac-12 championship, and you'll be just fine. But as we get back to these NFL teams, again, tanking. Everybody's saying tank for Caleb. Tanking in the NFL is ridiculous. It gets thrown out there every year. Somebody's going to tank down the stretch. Somebody's going to tank all year to go get the right player, the right quarterback. Again, ridiculous for many, many reasons. Some of them may be hard for people to understand if they've never been an athlete, high-level athlete, never been in the competition ring. But again, you think about some of the reasons. Short leashes. We've seen more one-year firings for coaches in the recent years than we had, you know, for a long time. Typically, you'd get maybe 2-3 years, get things going in the right direction. We've had a few coaches, Lovie Smith, of course, being one of them. 1 year, you're out, and you know, you just don't have a chance. If you tank and you do that, it's really going to be tough to make it. So we've seen it with NFL owners. It's win now. You see it now with teams like Houston playing good competitive football with first-year head coach and a rookie quarterback, where again, we can compete in year one. Hey, they're looking like they might not be too far away from a playoff spot, get hot down the stretch here, and they're, you know, going to have a chance to make it. I'm also going to say the marred legacy. No player or coach is going to want to have that asterisk on their legacy, their schedule, their record. Like, oh yeah, we tanked that year. Yeah, whatever. We don't care. You lost 16 games. You lost 14 games. Yeah, you were going to try to get a player. Yeah, there's no guarantee that you're going to get that player or that player is going to work out. So again, nobody wants that on their record. I'm also going to go with mindset and credibility. The credibility that a coach has, if they are, you know, viewed as, oh, he's intentionally losing this game, you've now lost the credibility of the locker room and the organization. It doesn't matter who you are, what level you are. If you are not doing everything you can to win a football game, or any game in that matter, your credibility is going to take a hit. And in my opinion, could be almost impossible to get back. The mindset as well. Again, you think about highest level athletes that have done everything in their power throughout their entire career to perform at the highest level. And now you're going to tell them, hey, you know, don't go as hard this play, or hey, they're going to be able to tell when that game plan isn't what it should be. Again, you can't expect, you can't ask, and you don't ask athletes, coaches, anybody in the building to do that. That is not the way they're wired. It would not be right. Again, it kind of goes back to that credibility. You lose your locker room, you lose players. Now you start getting players that are demanding to be out, you know, holding out, asking for trades, all that goes into it. And you also see, again, the chance to win every week. I know the Rams have, or the Cardinals, excuse me, have only won one game, but they have been in three or four games, had a chance to win a couple. Again, the bounce of a ball, you know, finishing games, they're all of a sudden, you know, sitting there maybe 3-3. This is a, you know, NFL where you have a chance to win every single week. You don't tank if that's the case. If that number one pick is that special, come up with the draft capital to go get it. But tanking is ridiculous. Teams don't do it. Organizations don't do it. So just ignore that. As we get, you know, go from that Caleb Williams talk, Drake May, of course, in the conversation, lots of quarterbacks that are being talked about every single week. Again, you've got your Spencer Rattlers, your Joe Miltons, Michael Penix. You've got guys across the country, Shedeur Sanders. So many quarterbacks that are part of this group that every broadcaster, every single week, I end up muting them because every conversation about how this guy could be a first round guy, way too many quarterbacks being talked about. Again, it'll come through the end of the year. Some players will choose to come back. Some players will come down to earth. You know, Bo Nix had a great year, has had some really good things. Again, where is he going to end up being? 2023 draft. He was going to be a late round developmental. Now all of a sudden he's going to be a top 10 pick. That's a long way to jump. Only a few guys have really made that leap. Again, Michael Penix, did a ton of work on him in 2020 while he was at Indiana. Now he's sitting here in 2023, having a really good year, super talented offense. Now you start throwing in underclassmen like Quinn Ewers in. Again, way too many quarterbacks. The NFL is a hard place to win, hard place to make it. Let the scouts do their work. Ignore all the quarterbacks as much as you can right now. Again, let them shake themselves out. Quarterbacks will rise to the top as the year continues to go on. Wait for the dust to settle. Trust the people that know quarterbacks. Trust the analysts that know quarterbacks. Again, it's one of the reasons why I mute almost every broadcaster. Let your eyes tell you the story and don't listen to, you know, whoever is, you know, excited about the game. That's what they're paid to do. They do a good job of it for the general fan. But if, again, you're serious about scouting, serious about the analysis of the scouting side of it, the traits, again, you know, put it on mute and see what you think. Traits matter, again, for all these quarterbacks, but that's just part of it. Personal character, off-field, game management. Again, when I was scouting Desmond Ridder, one of the big reasons why I was not a huge fan of him was his sideline demeanor. Again, a game I saw against South Florida in 2020. Again, told me a lot of what I needed to know about him. Again, a preseason camp practice scrimmage in 2021. Same thing. I was just not sold on him. Again, traits matter. He's got the traits. Caleb Williams, no question, has the traits. Lots of these guys have the traits, Rattler, Minton. But again, that's just part of it for these quarterbacks who are going to be the face of your franchise. Just like I said, with muting every broadcaster, how do scouts deal with the noise, lists, all-star games, rosters, and the hype? Again, muted. I know a lot of scouts who really like tuning in, listening to broadcasters. Again, you may get a nugget or two that you can ask about during a school visit. But again, a lot of that noise needs to be shut out. Pro Football Focus, fantastic tool. Again, you don't get too hooked on those things. Scouts have to silence the noise, mute the noise, keep the noise in perspective. Same thing. All-star game rosters and lists are fantastic. It gives you a starting point for a few of these NFL teams that don't use a service like Blesto or NFS. Then, you know, those all-star game rosters can really help you sort through some guys, find some small school guys, anything like that. But again, those rosters, a lot of names on those rosters. Those rosters get built up, pared down. They're good. They're valuable. Again, keep it all in perspective. Those are a small piece of the overall puzzle. And then the hype guys, again, there's statistic hypes. There's team hype. There's media hype. There's guys that just get on the board and really start running away with it. That's really good. But again, got it. As a scout, you have to silence some of the noise. Again, if you are a scout buff, you want to do it yourself. You really want to pay attention. Again, mute the noise. Don't pay attention to lists. Just go in with kind of a clean slate. Let your eyes tell you the story. Who's really standing out now? Who's doing it 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row? Again, put all of that noise in perspective, and then you can really start to get yourself a better opinion on players. One of those groups that I've been thinking about in terms of some of that hype is the Michigan offensive line. A really, really good group. I put out last week, man, this is an offensive, you know, side of the ball where the synergy is clearly helping them achieve at a really high level, just rolling across people. Obviously, really talented running backs, quarterback that continues to get better, receivers that are growing and developing, tight ends that know their role, and then an offensive line group that is not only experienced, they're tough, they're physical, they're deep. Now I'm hearing 7 offensive linemen from Michigan are going to get drafted. Again, the type of thing that when I hear that, I just laugh at, I ignore it. Again, I remember back a couple of years ago, you know, Cesar Ruiz, Runyon, Onwenu. Oh, they had one more. Who was it? Mayfield got drafted the next year. Ben Bredesen, there we go, with the Ravens. They had 4 guys get drafted. Again, that's a rarity for an offensive line, single offensive line to have 4 guys. So you're talking 7 with 2 non-starters getting drafted. Again, maybe if you get some, you know, some Michigan faithful in the 7th round that are going to pull the trigger, you might get 5. I think they do have 5 quality offensive linemen and 5 guys that could get drafted. I think they're going to be, in my opinion, all 3 day 3 draft picks. I know Zach Zinter, good player. I've seen other guards that I like better than him. Again, he is a quality starting NFL offensive guard. Again, I don't think he's going to be a Pro Bowl level. I think he is a, you know, 12 to 15 plug him in scheme versatile guy. He's going to play for a long time. I'm not spending a day 1 or day 2 draft pick. Again, maybe late day 2, you have a big need at guard, you need a guy that's going to plug in and play right away in his career. Okay, take Zach Zinter in that position. Again, there's still guys that I like a lot more. Again, a certain guard down at Texas that I really like, and you compare him side by side, a lot higher ceiling. But again, sticking with the Michigan offensive line, again, it's a really good group. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say I think all – I think they probably – do they have 5 guys drafted? Again, I think it's going to end up happening. Again, I think in Michigan faithful will, you know, pull the card in the 7th on the 5th one to make sure he gets over the top, and deservedly so. They're going to have 5 guys on NFL 53s from this group. Again, 7 guys that sign UDFA or sign contracts, a couple of them being UDFAs. But again, I don't think this is just an absolutely dominant group. And I don't think they have anybody that's going to be an absolute dominant day 1 or day 2 guy that's just going to, you know, run away with those awards this year. But a really good group. Again, Michigan just keeps on rolling. Hard to stop that team, hard to stop that run game. Again, they're playing really well together. So that's my mindset. That is where I'm at right now on all these things. Hopefully it gives you a little bit of insight into the scouts world. Again, biggest thing I tell you, if you're watching players, mute, hit the mute button, let your eyes tell you the story, ignore the broadcasters. Again, get your roster cards out and take a peek. Who should I be taking a peek at? Who should I be paying attention to? As we continue to go through the year, again, let me know what you want to hear about. Head over to @RightStepADV on Twitter. Again, that's @RightStepADV on Twitter. Of course, head to my website, rsafootball.com. Send me a message over there. As always, want to hear from you. Love to hear from you. Let me know what you think and what you want to hear about next. And in all you do, keep scouting.